You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The City of Racine Public Health Department issued an order Tuesday limiting mass gatherings of people through July 31st. According to the order, mass gatherings of any kind outside of a household unit are not allowed over the next roughly 10 weeks. One of the developments we're watching as communities around the state try to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Do you live in Racine County? Are you concerned about a surge of positive cases? Are you a business owner in Racine? How are you dealing with the situation? We're at 800-642-1234. Jonathan Delagrave is the county executive of Racine County. Jonathan, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me on and for the opportunity.
So the Racine Common Council voted last night to extend the emergency declaration in the city until July 31st. This is not, though, the extension of the Racine Safer at Home order, which runs through the 26th of May. Can you explain what rules are in place in the city and the county?
Sure. I will try to be succinct because it can be a little bit complicated. But the Safer at Home for the city of Racine ends May 26th. The city extended the declaration, much like the county.
And I think we're having trouble hearing you. Are you still there? No, I think we've lost Jonathan Delagrave, who's the county executive of Racine County. We're looking at how counties are being impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. And Racine has seen more than 1,000 cases, 19 deaths. We're looking at how the city is impacted and with your thoughts as well. Are you in a county that has some differing stipulations, differing regulations? Join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a business owner trying to negotiate different regulations in your county? Are you open right now? What safety measures are you following? Or are you concerned to open your doors? Have you gone through drive-through testing site in Wisconsin? What was the process like? What can you share with us? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. We're having trouble here getting our county executive back on the line from Racine County. We're talking with Jonathan Delagrave, who's helping us out to understand the situation on Racine County and what the city is doing, what the county is doing, and how those regulations may be a bit complicated. Join in at 800-642-1234. Jonathan, are you with us?
I am.
Okay,
I am.
Sorry about that. Yeah, go ahead to explain what regulations are in place.
So that's what the declaration order does. So the regulation, the city of Racine, they still have their safer at home until May 26th, where anybody pretty much primarily outside the city, we've put forth guidelines to businesses and service industry and restaurants on what are best practices to open. So a lot of our businesses are allowed to open outside the city of Racine.
Okay, but the city of Racine itself, it has a safer at home order in place, as you say, and has the stipulations on gatherings. And is that coming from the city's public health department?
Correct. That's coming from the city's public health department, whereas the central Racine County Health Department is saying really no mass gatherings over 50 as a guideline. We're unique in Racine County because the county doesn't have a health department. It's really ran by two health departments, one ran by the city, and then the other one is run by the rest of the municipalities as a board.
Yeah, so the central Racine County Health Department is the county, and then the city of Racine Health Department is the city. Can you explain the distinctions with those two health departments? And right now, are they on the same page? Are they working together?
So for sure that they're working together, whether that's through contact tracing or working together to provide community-based testing. So they are working together, and we're very much appreciative of that. The Central Racine County Health Department is made up of 13 municipalities. Each municipality has a representative on that board, and that health officer reports to that board. The City of Racine Health Department is part of the city's jurisdiction and through their operational government.
So when you are talking with city leaders in Racine and then the county, you know, how do you come to terms on how you approach a surge of cases? You know, is there some negotiation at what orders you should be putting in place? Is there debate?
Well, there's not really debate. I would just say that each health department has an emphasis on, first and foremost, the priority of the health and safety of the citizens of Racine County. And again, I think everybody can appreciate that. You know, they are working together on many, many issues. And for the two health departments, you know, in terms of the safer at home order, you know, each district is a little bit different. The city of Racine has a lot higher density. Their demographics in terms of races are a little bit different than those communities outside the city of Racine. So each health department made the best interest in their given their situations.
So as you talk with businesses, what are they saying about the situation, whether they are in Racine or outside the city?
Well, that's a great question. And what I can tell you is that, you know, the businesses that are allowed to open outside the city of Racine, they've been nothing but, you know, very, very trustworthy in making sure that social distancing guidelines are being handled. They've been proactive. A lot of businesses haven't even opened up yet in outside the city of Racine because they want to make sure that they've got a great plan in place to do so. You know, in the city of Racine, I think there's an anxiousness to open up, but they also understand, I think, given the situation, that it might take another week or so to be able to do that, and they're a little bit behind the businesses outside the city of Racine. But I know that they're anxious to open up. We have great businesses in the city of Racine, and as soon as they open up, we know that they'll be doing that safely as well.
You know, certainly touching base with those businesses is important, but how about churches as well and those places where people gather for spiritual services?
Yeah, so we did a great question, Kate, and I appreciate it very much. We did a Rebound Racine County report that the county authored and published to all of our people, all the citizens of Racine County. Ultimately, that report was divided into 11 sectors of our economy, and one of those sectors was of the faith-based sector. And that Rebound Racine County report ultimately says, here's how to open, here's how to open safely, here's how to sanitize. So really, it's about giving them those indicators of and best practices on how to open safely. So, you know, we refer our faith-based sector and our churches to that Rebound Racine County report. Given in the city of Racine, it can be a challenge, but I know that they're going to look at that report and do things safely as well.
We have Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave on the line. What do you want to know from him and how the outbreak is being handled in his county? Do you support counties that have issued their own stay-at-home order, or do you disagree with this approach to containing COVID-19, allowing businesses, allowing churches to make sure that they have the PPE, the protection they need to reopen safely? Join in 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in a minute with Jonathan Delagrave right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're zooming in on the situation in Racine County. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Racine County has the third highest number of positive tests statewide after Milwaukee County and Brown County. As Racine County continues to open, the City of Racine Public Health Department issued a new order this week for further social distancing into the summer months. Are you concerned about the upward trend in positive cases in Racine and Kenosha counties? What should the state or these counties do to contain the spread of COVID-19? Join in 800-642-1234. We have Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, who stays with us. Let's take a call now. Mary is with us from Pewaukee. Hi, Mary.
Good morning, everyone. Be well. My comment was, well, I called in to actually make a suggestion that perhaps you have someone from the Wisconsin Tavern Association in to discuss the fact that a lot of people are going inside. A good option would be a patio where people can distance. I've been distancing. I wear a mask in public. I'll do so everywhere I go, so I will not go into a bar that is inside where people have no mask and they, you know, are too close together. You can't really wear a mask when you drink, so until we figure something out that way, I like going to a bar now and then as much as the next person, but we have to do something about it because when someone else doesn't follow the rules and regulations, everyone suffers.
Mary, like thank you. Yeah, thank you for calling in and sharing that. Jonathan, what are you seeing in Racine County with mask wearing and patios with businesses?
Well, first of all, in our rebound Racine County report, you know, we put some steps that businesses hopefully can do. So right now we're offering our county parks available for free. So if businesses are able to have the mobility to take their establishment on the road and be able to utilize our parks to do so, we're going to be able to do that. We look at things like closing streets, repurposing space in their bar to create more space so you can put a few more people in there and still social distance. And then in terms of masks, Kate, it's really about, I think most people that I see in the places I go are wearing masks and are pretty diligent in doing so. And recognize that you are safer with a mask on. And most people are doing it, not all, but most people are wearing masks.
Jonathan, let's look at drive-through testing, which is ramping up in Racine County on Monday. It's opened in your area at Festival Hall. What have you seen there?
Well, so we opened up two in partnership with, the county opened one, and then in partnership with the city, we opened one on Monday. So we have two now that have been going. First one started a week before the city. And look, there's no doubt that the coronavirus is going to continue to really have an impact for some time. So, testing is here, and it's a prudent way for people to recognize that it's a good option for their health, and knowing more about your health and people in your family's health is important. So we've had probably, I think, about 600 people on Monday get tested. So we're feeling good about that. And we have hopefully more testing sites to open here in the next week.
Well, how many more testing sites do you anticipate?
Well, we hope to have one in another area in western Racine County. And then what we want to try to do is be able to get a mobility testing site and kind of take it on the road. So where there are hot spots in Racine County, we can put a testing site where those hot spots may happen.
Oh, so would that mobile testing site option, would that still be like a partnership with the Wisconsin National Guard?
Correct. With the city of Racine, with the Central Racine County Health Department, and the National Guard. Yep, all three.
Have you seen any other counties doing this mobile-type testing yet?
Not that I know of. I'm sure it is happening, but I had no knowledge of other mobile testing sites.
Well, let's go back to the Rebound Racine County report. This was completed by a special task force. What information is this report giving to you and local organizations at this time? How is it setting a roadmap, if you will?
Well, first and foremost, it's not Jonathan Delagrave's report. It was made up of about 40 individuals who have really an expertise in the 11 really biggest sectors of our county's economy. And number one, it says, look, individuals want trusted sources on COVID. They want trusted sources to be able to know what is going on a daily basis. The report also lays out, for each individual and for their family, wake up every day and look at trusted sources of information to know what how COVID is affecting their community, municipality, or county, and then make the best decisions upon that trusted source of news. And then second, people want to know, where can I get PPE or public protective equipment? Mm-hmm. And then how do we sanitize our places so we can instill consumer confidence? So the report kind of lays all that out. And then, again, there are other things like, how do you get people off who are on unemployment? How do you get those individuals back to work? Who should I bring back to work first? What is a toolkit looking like in terms of, we're going to have a return to work COVID-19 a toolkit for all of our employees coming back? And I think that's a smart way to handle it for most businesses as well.
You're just throwing out a myriad of questions that all need answers from so many sectors of your community. So where do you go to throw your focus right now? What do you focus on?
Well, we focus on, number one, making sure that, look, if you are, it is safer to stay at home, period. That is a fact. It is safer to wear a mask. That is a fact. But also focusing on what are best practices for opening up your businesses, what is best practices in those businesses to sanitize and to have public distancing. So I know I trust our businesses in Racine County and our citizens to make the right choices. And our focus is to give them the trusted information based on the ability to do that.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jonathan Delagrave, who is County Executive of Racine County. You can join in with your observations about what's happening with your county to contain the spread of COVID-19. Or are you living in Racine County now and have suggestions? Have you gone through a drive-through testing site? What was the process like? What can you share? We're at 800-642-1234. Jonathan, we've heard that this virus knows no boundaries, that it doesn't respect county lines or state lines. Racine and Kenosha are both seeing a surge of cases. How are you working with Kenosha County right now?
Actually, very closely. So the Kenosha County executive, who I have a lot of respect for, who's been in this position for longer than me, you know, we compared draft reports. I know they had a Kickstart Kenosha County report from their county government. We compared reports before we got done and before we issued them to the public. We're just talking about how best we can collaborate in terms of dissemination of information to our individuals in Racine and Kenosha County, because many people live in Kenosha, work in Racine, and vice versa. So we want to make sure information is consistent given the proximity of our two counties and the demographics as well. And the last thing I would add is, you're right about COVID-19. It knows no boundaries. It also knows no political assuasion. It also knows, no political economic or socioeconomic status as well. So really, we want to make sure, again, that trusted information is out there for anybody to be able to, who wants it.
I want to turn to Foxconn for a moment. There was talk last month of Foxconn working with Medtronic to make ventilators at its facility in Mount Pleasant. Did that go anywhere?
It did. Foxconn is working on that, as well as they're working on, they are making masks. I know that we did a substantial order with Foxconn. So they are in the PPE business right now, as well as working on making ventilators for people across the country.
Do we know at all about the activity at the Mount Pleasant plant, or about construction, or where things are at with Foxconn?
Sure, absolutely. So they are they're building their third building. We have about, once those three buildings are done, it'll be about 1.25 million square feet. They have a data building where they're going to be able to produce a lot of data throughout that makes sense for their business, and how they can best utilize their business. And then obviously they have a 1 million square foot manufacturing or Gen 6 building that's going to be complete here by the end of the summer. And then they have about a 300,000 square foot building, and that's where they're making the masks and whatnot.
Do we know how many people are on site there in this work of making masks?
Yeah, they've hit their targets in terms of employment with a WEDC. I don't have that metric in front of me right now, but it's a hub of activity for sure.
Well, Jonathan, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem, Kate. Thanks for having me, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Jonathan Delagrave is Racine County Executive. Coming up, Dear Office Life. It was a good run. You were the last barrier between work and home life. Oh, we look at how office floor plans will change and what challenges companies face putting their employees back into their cubes, sharing a space with that beloved office mate, Rob Ferret. What are your concerns? 800-642-1234. Join in. We'll be back to talk office space life right after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.